Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Monday. August 30th, the month is ending. The NFL season is nearly upon us. The college football season is underway. Kinda, sorta, week zero. Rob G witnessed the Jake Paul Woodley fight. Yes, we are gonna talk about that. I had like less than zero interest in that. And Rob G knows what went down. Apparently there's going to be like another one, or Jake Paul's like a rising star. I don't get it. He was on YouTube 4 minutes ago and now he's like fighting. Whatever. Quick weekend recap. First of all, a lot of real, real nice things were said about last week's flurry of interviews. We've got a couple other pretty, pretty damn good ones coming up this week just to get your wet your beak for the football season. You guys liked it. Preston Johnson was just crazy interesting. I just a lot of feedback, guys. Thank you. It means a lot. Subscribe, rate, and review, all that shit. Okay, moving on. I played my first round of golf of 2021 this weekend in a golf scramble. It was a charity event, $200 a round. I was like, sure, yeah, why not? I'll play in it. I'm packing Saturday morning to go down to OC to play golf, and I realize I can't find my golf club. And why does this matter? Well, you know, I'm one of these guys with dish, what do they call it? Dishpan hands or whatever. I don't know if that's the right phrase. But bottom line is, like, I get blisters playing golf because I don't play a lot. So I got to go down to the course. And the first thing I do, hey, can I buy a golf glove? put it on. And, you know, listen, I'm not a great golfer. I like to think of myself as a natural athlete. Hey, you playing soccer? Yeah, I'll play. Basketball? I'm down. Tennis, hells yeah, I'll do anything, whatever, I'm down. Golf, I'm into it. But it's just so friggin' time consuming, I can't get into the sport. I play, I'm not doing great, but I did have, I think, our highlight of the entire round we had an eagle putt, and I hit it from about 23 feet out. It was a scramble, so best ball type deal. I played with a couple guys from Fox. The one guy you guys would obviously know is Ben Verlander, brother of Justin Verlander. And Ben Verlander was, you know, a baseball prospect and big-time college baseball player. And he played high school golf. And this guy can grip it and rip it. My gosh! Shout out to Ben Verlander. He was a guest on this podcast. Super interesting guy. And he's younger, so he's got, like, funny stories. He did date a celebrity. I mean, I think it's out there, so I don't mind saying it, but, like, you know, you're on the golf course, and he casually mentions somehow Alexa was his girlfriend. And I was like, am I supposed to know who that is? And then, you know, it turns out that it was the girl in the Baywatch movie, the brunette. Daddario, whatever her last name is. Rob G, do you know who that is?
Alexandra Daddario.
Alexandra, there it is, yeah. Have you Googled her yet?
Oh, I've seen a lot of her work.
So my first comment was like, wait, the one with the... Yeah. And everybody kind of starts laughing. They're like, yeah, she was voted by Maxim as having the greatest boobs in Hollywood. I was like, oh, that was your girlfriend. Okay. All right. Now I know what I'm dealing with, Ben. And, listen, we were drinking on the course, and it was just fun. It was a lot of fun. We did not win, but it was fun. The round, by the way, took a little over 5 hours. And Rob, that's why I can't really get into golf. So an hour drive to the OC, 5 hour plus round, hour drive back. Rob, you got a young kid at home. My kids aren't super young. Can you swing 7 hours to play around a golf?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No way.
It's not realistic. It's not feasible. Like, I know there's a lot of guys out there. That's their thing. And if they want to hit the course at like 6 a.m., you know, and you don't have to really wait for anyone. So it goes super quick at 6 a.m., right? Maybe you get an in 3. But, yeah, I can't. Anyways, I got a blister like maybe 12 holes in, so I stopped teeing off because luckily I had Band-Aids in my bag because this has happened before, and it did fine on the other hits. But again, I'm not a great golfer. Sunday morning, I got the random call Saturday night. Rob G, you're going to love this. This is hashtag dad life. This is where I'm at. So I got a Sunday morning standing volleyball game with my buds, a couple bunch of dads, and it's fun. It's crazy good workout. It's fun. You know, it's early in the morning. I get a text Saturday night. Hey, Jay, we've got an indoor basketball game. Are you in? And I just was like, expletive, of course. So I had to bail on volleyball to play indoor hoops. And listen, I don't get to play a lot of indoor hoops. LA County is just the worst right now with indoor basketball. So I do play a little bit, but man, it was good to play indoors. And I was, you know, pretty dominant on Sunday morning. I game winner. Our team was not expected to do well, and I was just clicking. I mean, it was just great. It was awesome. It was just a great weekend of sports. I did a lot of fun stuff. It was just outstanding. On a sports front, like, there was a lot of like little singles in the sports world. You know, no big home runs. You know, there was an injury on the Colts offensive line that you guys can scoff at, but just remember. And again, we've talked about the Colts plenty, okay? Colts left tackle, Costanzo retired. I believe the numbers, they were 5-17 the last few years when he did not start. So they're like, oh, we'll go get Eric Fisher. Oh, he's coming off an Achilles with the Chiefs. Okay. All right, so for the time being, we'll put in Sam Tevy at left tackle. Also, Sam Tevy's also known as Sam Turnstile because if you know him from the Chargers, he was just getting beat repeatedly like a turnstile. He went down with, and he's out for the season. So their left tackle situation, and why does this matter? Well, Carson Wentz is your quarterback who, you know, doesn't read the pocket well, was sacked more than any quarterback in the league last year, I think in like 12 games, led the league in picks. He's a fumble machine. Like, he's just not good. And I'm just telling you guys, I'll talk about fantasy draft I had in a minute, but you don't want, I know people like, oh, the offensive line, Jonathan Taylor. I'm just telling you guys, it's not going to be a great year in Indy. They might come out week one and look awesome, but I'm just telling, that September schedule's tough. I'm not really buying the Colts. They will rebound. They're too good to be awful, but I'm just not buying them. Other NFL news, Mac Jones, once again, en fuego, Sunday night. The meme you guys will be seeing everywhere this morning is Mac Jones after another awesome touchdown pass. Cam Newton's like giddy following around for the high five. Mac has his helmet on, so he kind of doesn't have the peripheral vision, doesn't see him. And Cam's like following him and looks kind of silly. But I guess Cam like realizes there's cameras on me at all times and is laughing about it. And Mac Jones kind of half apologized, like, I honestly didn't see him. You know, there's no ill will. Patriots beat writers didn't have a lot to write about last year. They can't get enough of Cam Newton versus the rookie from Alabama, Mac Jones. And maybe Cam's going to win it, but it'll be a short lease. My money would be on Mac Jones. He's just that good. I will say the biggest NFL story, and there was an NBA we'll get to shortly. The biggest NFL story coming from Charles Robinson. We've had him on the pod. Deshaun Watson and the Miami Dolphins is a thing that's happening. Miami Dolphins are currently the leader for Watson. Now, here's my thing, Rob. How can this even be a thing when there's so much uncertainty around Watson? Like, how are they the leader? How have the Eagles dropped back? How have the Carolina Panthers dropped back? And what does this mean for Tua? Like, we're close to the season start. And the Dolphins are hard up for Deshaun Watson and the clubhouse leader? Like, Tua went through this stuff last year looking over his shoulder when he took over and Ryan Fitzpatrick had to bail him out. I don't know, man. This does not feel inspiring to me if I'm Tua and the Miami Dolphins.
Well, you shouldn't feel inspired if you're Tua and the Miami Dolphins. I mean, look, the fact that they've been kicking this can around, and this is not new. Like, I know Charles Robinson had the story over the weekend, but we've been hearing about Deshaun Watson and the Miami Dolphins now for months. I mean, you were talking about, I think, around the Super Bowl, like, hey, I've heard that Deshaun Watson might be in town. And, then, you know, that's part of the reason is he's scouting out possible locale in Miami.
Yep.
You know, Tua, for all of his gifts and his accuracy, he doesn't have the high-end physical traits that I think some teams would like. And the fact that Ryan Fitzpatrick was so much clearly better than him last season in Miami
wasn't even close.
Makes them feel like, you know what, he may not have the upside that we'd want. Our defense is great. You know, he can manage the game. We can win a lot of games with him. But is he going to be the kind of guy who can put us on his back and get us to the next level? And I don't think they think that's the case. Now, you notice that the Deshaun Watson to Miami stuff kind of died down a little bit over the summer. And that was because we all expected he would at least be put on the commissioner's exempt list while we're waiting for this whole thing to play out in court. And given that that has not happened, why wouldn't you make a run at him? Especially if, as Charles Robinson says, the picks that they're looking to offer, if they were to make the offer, would be highly protected against him possibly being suspended. I don't see, if you're Miami in the position that you're in, why you wouldn't explore that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only problem is like, how do you get this leaking out to Charles Robinson? If you're the Dolphins, you absolutely don't want anybody saying a damn word. This is like the Manhattan Project. Like, you do not let any of this leak, which makes me wonder if it's Deshaun Watson's people leaking it to kind of hint that, hey, man, this court case is going to be over. We don't want you guys to forget about Deshaun. He's not going to jail or whatever. It's just such a messy saga, Rob G. I wish this would get over with, because people forget, like, before this happened, Deshaun Watson was a top 10 quarterback in the league. He was at Clemson. He beat Alabama. He almost beat Alabama again. Like, Watson's a superstar quarterback. Fun to watch. He was on a garbage team in Houston. It's just unraveled. I'm trying to think of someone who unraveled that was a major star like this that quickly. Nothing comes to mind. But when you factor in the quarterback position, like, oh my gosh, what? This is just such a I don't know if you can call it a meltdown, but it's just unbelievable how far Watson has fallen off, like, the map, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, let's look at it this way. If he doesn't get traded, we've heard reports now that say that he could be a healthy scratch all season in Houston. Like, that's how far gone these two sides are on what he means to that franchise. We had Sean Salisbury say on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, you know, the show I produce weeknights on Fox Sports Radio, shameless plug. He said on our show 3 weeks ago that he's had multiple people around the team tell him that even if he were to be guaranteed that he could play this season, that he would not be on the commissioner exempt list. He would not be suspended until this legal process plays out. He still wouldn't play.
So that, like, could mean what, over a year of inactivity.
Exactly.
Now, the good news is he's only 20. He turns 26 in about 2 weeks. So even if he has to miss a year, doesn't seem right. But again, with between the COVID and the courts and like all this stuff, I can't imagine this going down anytime soon.
No way.
Would it make sense for him to just settle? And again, we should probably get a legal guy on. If he just settled and said, listen, I'll just give you the money you want, can we just move on? You know, I don't know that that's possible, given that some of it isn't just civil. Some of it's criminal. And you can't do that with criminal charges. It feels like, you know, it just doesn't feel like anything's going to happen anytime soon, right?
Yeah, and then if he wanted to settle, he could have done it a long time ago. And he would have saved himself the whole hassle of having this investigation with allegedly the FBI being involved. Because if he were to get them to settle, he could easily say, we're all signing NDAs with the terms to our settlement, similar to what the NFL did with Colin Kaepernick. Where they said, hey, nobody can talk about this ever again. This thing is done and over with. Move on. He could have accepted like his 4-game suspension from the NFL for embarrassing the Shield and been done with it. And the fact that he never did that tells me that he thinks he has a legitimate case to either get this thrown out completely or to win. And so I guess he's going to ride it out.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, so those are like the biggest sports stories. Now, there are there is two other things I want to get to real quick. First of all, Rob, I need the judge's ruling on this, okay? So I do a bunch of fantasy football drafts, but I do one auction. I'm not a huge fan of auctions. Some guys I play basketball with, I've known them for a few years out here in L.A., they're all right. A couple of them I like way more than others. We're doing the auction draft. Usually we do it live. Obviously this year, a couple guys had kids, whatever. I've got an awesome team to start. And then Kyler Murray is the bid. And if you guys have ever done a Yahoo auction, Yahoo Fantasy, you know, you put in the bid number and then hit okay. But if it's bidding up as you're putting in a number, it continues to change. So you can get screwed there. It was at like three, it was at $2, and I was going to bid it up to $8 for Kyler Murray. It quickly went to $3. I put in $8, and I hit submit, and it went to $38. It went, Rob G, from $2 to $3 to $38 in the span of like less than a second. And I go, whoa, whoa, timeout, timeout. All right, hey, we got to stop the draft, pause, stop it, stop, stop. And the commissioner, I guess, you know, was like not interested in Kyler Murray, so he wasn't paying attention. And then the 10 seconds ran out, and I got Kyler Murray. I was like, timeout, pause. So I start texting the commissioner. I'm like, dude, stop. Yeah, come on. That's an obvious mistake. $3, $2 to $3 to $38. I fucked up. My finger messed up. And so they go to, you know, ask the guys, okay, what do we think? And they're like, no, we can't do that. I was like, wait a minute, what? And they're like, well, can I pay 45 or 34 instead of 43 for Mahomes? I'm like, that's not the same thing, you jackass. And they wouldn't let me change it. So I had to swallow overpaying for Kyler Murray by like 15 or 16 bucks. I was so pissed. Rob, I'm curious. A, do you do any auctions? And B, would you have said, come on, that's an obvious mistake. Let's just redo it.
No, I do not plan any auctions. But number two, that is clearly a typo. I think anybody with a brain would be like, yeah, he obviously fat fingered that one. Let's clean it up. No big deal. Let's make sure we get things started on the right foot. Because I could see later on in the season when guys are like, hey, our teams are set. So-and-so's 4-0, and now we're having some shenanigans. You know what? We're too far gone. But this is draft night, and it's clearly a situation where it was an accidental bid. I don't see what the problem is in reshuffling the deck.
I actually paid Rob to say that. But no, I'm very curious. If you guys are in any drafts and want to hit me up on social, I'm curious if you would let that fly or not. Now, someone else earlier in the draft, you know, bid like, I don't know, it was like $12 on like an $8, $7 play or something. It was like a $6, $7, and then he put $12 and nobody else bid. And I wrote in the comments, fat fingers, ? Like, did you screw that up? Do you really want that guy for $12? And nobody replied. So I was obviously looking out like, hey, if somebody fat fingers, it's okay to go back and redo it. And they didn't let it happen. So here's what I did. I didn't bid on anybody for like a while. Saved my money for the end. And there were several guys who, you know, when you have like $3 left and three players on your roster, it's obvious you're just going to get a guy for $1. So some of the guys who said, no, we got to let that slide. They're trying to go get a guy for $1. And I had roster spots and I had money and I just stole them and they got pissed. Well, listen, if you're going to screw me because I made an errant typo, yeah, I'm going to stick it right back to you. So I actually think I got a really good roster. It was my first fantasy draft. What's weird is my kid, I got him in two fantasy leagues. We haven't drafted either of them. And I know you guys don't care about other people's fantasy teams, but I don't give a rip. And I had him watching. He's like, auctions are awesome. I was like, no, they're not. They are total garbage. It's dumb. Like a regular fantasy draft is way better. I will rattle off my team just so you guys know. Kyler Murray, my running backs, Dalvin Cook, Josh Jacobs, shout out to the Raiders, Rob G.
That's right.
My flex is Miles Sanders. My tight end is Robert Tonyan. I got a wide receiver, Corey Davis, Jets, Darius Slayton, Deebo Samuel. My bench, Tony Pollard, Russell Gage, Michael Gallup, Elijah Moore, Jets, Gio Bernard. And then I think if you want a sleeper, I'm just telling you guys this. you saw the bad news about J.K. Dobbins out for the season. So everybody's like, oh, I got to get Gus the Bus. I got to get Gus the Bus. Uh-uh. People were like bidding like $40 on Gus the Bus. The guy to go after is Gus's backup. Because remember, even though Dobbins was a beast, Gus still ate. Okay? The guy behind Gus is somebody named Tyson Williams. If you're in an auction, wait for the end. Make sure nobody else is going to bid, and you get him for a buck. Tyson Williams. He's not really on the radar, because remember, the J.K. Dobbins thing happened, I think, Friday night. The news came out Saturday or Sunday morning. And so people are scrambling, like, what's the running back situation? I'm just telling you right now, I would target Tyson Williams over Gus the Bus. Yeah, that's my fantasy story. Rob G., how many fantasy leagues are you in?
I'm in two right now. The big one I'm drafting is next Sunday, the 5th. But I actually helped out my sister-in-law. She had her draft last night. It was during the Jake Paul fight, which we'll talk about here in a minute. And let me just say that we were running roughshod through that draft. I believe it's an all-female draft. And then once, you know, I knew that she was drafting, and me and my brother were like, hey, we can help you out. And next thing you know, she ends up with Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, DeAndre Hopkins, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady for no apparent reason other than we're trying to stick it to the rest of this group.
Jeez.
So yeah, apologies to the ladies in that group, but you're going to get smacked on.
And then one last final fantasy note you don't care about. Shout out to my brother who won his fantasy league last year, okay? And all of his buddies, you know, I know most of them because I go visit him, and I've known a lot of these guys since his college days. They have to, like, give something to the champion. So they gave something to my brother, and at the top, they wrote my name, Jason, on. He put it on his IG stories. It was pretty funny because they all thought, like, oh, what an cheap edge you have. Your brother works at Fox. He does sports. Like, here's a funny thing. Yeah, sometimes I help Jeffrey, although my brother texted me while I was golfing. Hey, I got my draft in 9 minutes. What do you think? And I was just like, come on. I'm not checking my phone. I didn't win any money in fantasy football last year for the first time ever. Because I've got multiple teams. You finish second place, you get some money. I didn't win a cent in my leagues, but my brother won his. Okay, that puts a bow on the NFL. One quick fun note. Nobody's talking about the NBA late August, but Rob G and I, the first thing we thought of when the Lakers signed Rondo, I think Sunday night or became close to a done deal last night, Rondo the Lakers, and if you remember, Russell Westbrook is also on the Lakers. And do you remember what happened in the bubble? Russell Westbrook was standing on the foul line. Rondo's brother, who apparently was like a barber or the team barber, was shouting at Russell Westbrook while he was on the court. Russ got animated. Was like, what? We walked toward him. They had to kick Rondo's brother out of the arena in the bubble for talking trash to Westbrook. Now, Rob G, what's that locker room going to be like outside of watching Las Vegas all the time because they added another old guy?
I think everybody knows the pecking order in the Lakers locker room. And the good thing about the Rondo signing is that it's a minimum deal. You know, outside of LeBron, AD, and Westbrook, and I guess THT, everybody in that roster can be cut without any kind of remorse whatsoever.
Oh, that's nice.
If it gets to a point where Rondo was butting heads with Westbrook, I think, you know, money talks, and Rajon Rondo will be looking for another team very quickly. So I'm not really worried about it at all in any kind of way.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's wrap up with Jake Paul versus Woodley. Rob G., first of all, what was your interest level for this fight? Mine was like a negative one.
I was not really hyped up about it. Like I mentioned earlier, I was with my family, and they're like, hey, you know, the Jake Paul fight's tonight. Are you guys going to watch it? And I'm like, I don't know. If you guys want, we can watch it. So we popped it up on the laptops, hooked it up to the TV, and next thing you know, I'm knee-deep watching Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley, like, emotionally invested in the fight. You know, it was much better than I thought it was going to be. It did not feel like one of those sham fights like the other Jake Paul fights were. This felt like a legitimate boxing match, and neither one of them was really world-class fighters, but it was a competitive fight, and apparently they're going to run it back a second time, and I'm probably going to watch that one as well. And I hate to admit it, but these guys, they got me hooked, man. I can't help it.
So I'm trying to think, like, Pacquiao's last couple of fights. Is this better than that? Because I know it's a different weight class, but heavyweights, are these heavyweights, I'm assuming?
No, they fought at cruiserweight. So at 200 pounds, right about 200 pounds.
Fine, okay. Cruiserweight. Like, there should be knockdowns at that level. Big guys, big tree fall hard. Like, how's there no knockdowns, you know?
Well, Woodley almost had him. He clipped Jake Paul, and had the ropes not been there, Jake Paul would have went down. But, you know, to his credit, he recovered, and you could tell that neither one of them are real boxers, because if this was a real boxing match, there were plenty of opportunities where a guy could have been taken out of there pretty quickly. But neither one of them is professional and seasoned enough to do it. I mean, you could actually make a case just by watching the fight that Jake Paul was the better boxer. Like, it wasn't close in terms of boxing ability. I mean, just the stance that Tyron Woodley had, he had his hands super wide like you would in an MMA fight. And he was guarding against the kicks that if they were to come, he had his hands ready to protect himself. But in terms of boxing, like it just was not anything close to that. But, you know, you know, going into it, it's a sideshow. It's entertainment. It's not really boxing. So, you get what you pay for.
Would you say that Jake Paul is like legit now, or is boxing just doing this because they know he's a big deal on YouTube? It's going to get talked about on social media, blah, blah, blah. And there's money, I guess, to be made.
I will say that initially when the Mayweather Logan Paul fight was put on and it got backed by Showtime, I was really disappointed because I like boxing. I enjoy the sport of boxing and these guys are not real boxers, you know? So I don't understand. Yeah. Like, my feeling was, if you're Showtime and you're throwing big money behind these events, you're delegitimizing real boxing.
Yeah.
The problem though with this is, well, excuse me, the good thing about this though is boxing's biggest issue is that there is not one overlord. There's no Dana White like president that's going to ensure that the best fight the best. That's always been boxing's biggest issue. And so while you're waiting for, you know, Fury Wilder, you know, even though that got postponed, while you're waiting for Canelo, Triple G, the trilogy fight, while you're waiting for these big Matt Crawford Spence, Jake Paul is going to throw down with some, you know, random guy. You watch Jake Paul the same way you watch Floyd Mayweather. You hope that he loses, so it's easy to tune in and pay your 50, 60 bucks to watch it. So I could see why these guys have a niche and they're capitalizing on it. And as a boxing fan, I don't like it, but as a fan of sports and a fan of entertainment, I totally respect what they're doing.
I am curious, final note, the other people who watched it with you, do they have any clue who Jake Paul is?
Yes. Yes.
How?
They knew. Well, I mean, Jake Paul's famous on YouTube.
Yeah, but I mean, the people you watch it with, are they big YouTube watchers?
My brother-in-law is, and his nephew was, he knows all about it. He was the one who got him into the first fight, like the KSI Jake Paul fight. What was that, like 3 or 4 years, this first fight? Like, he was the one who was into that.
I don't know what KSI is.
I don't know who that is either, but he was the one who was like, hey, we should watch this fight. These two YouTubers are going to fight. So that's how I knew who he was, and that's what happened, man.
All right. Well, folks, there you have it. Jake Paul is now being discussed. Maybe we need to bring Coppinger back. Remember, what didn't we have him on? He was talking about the Jake Paul situation, yeah. Whether it was like shtick or, yeah, you guys should go look for that. Coppinger's good. Maybe we'll have him back. But for now, that's all. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.